Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of 20. As you can tell, there's plenty of people here, but we got plenty of room for more. If you want to come out and see us, we're going to do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because in just a second. But I wanted to throw this out there. This is already astonishing. ESPN puts out their annual top 25 players under 25 by long-term potential, and Wemby is one. Then it goes Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Williams, and Alperen Sengun are the rest of the top five. Six, Amen Thompson, then Evan Mobley, and Cooper Flagg is number eight, already ahead of Chet Holmgren, despite only playing like 25, 30 games.
Two things to go along with that. One other thing that's kind of maybe new. Max Christie was asked about Ryan Nemhard. And he was like, he's new to the lineup, so a lot of people don't know much about him, but they certainly do now. And so, Kevin, maybe he can make that list pretty soon. But also, Sharon Moore's charges?
Yes.
Have you seen these?
Yeah.
Per criminal complaint, there's a felony charge of home invasion in the third degree, also charges of stalking and breaking and entering. And that's just, dude, what was going on in this dude's world?
Look,
this is happening right now.
And I'll tell you exactly, there's a couple of really disturbing things about this. I think if the rumors are substantiated, and since they're rumors, I'm not going to dive into them here, but there could be a lot of more bizarre information on the way. But also there's a report out that Michigan was made aware of some potential mental health incidents that the coach had gone through. And so that's always something you have to keep an eye out on. And it's just, it's a terrible situation across the board.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's even wilder is, you know, because of that, here we are with like lots of other coaching movement things.
Right.
Because the business world of sports continues to move on.
Everything keeps moving, man. Everything. There are very few people that the world stops for.
Yeah.
And I ain't one of them. All right, let's do some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. But also, Corey, I realize I dropped the ball.
Cowboys tie because?
I'm not going to do Cowboys tie because.
All right.
But I dropped the ball with getting to one of the stories I really wanted to in Gridiron. I asked if Vegas was being disrespectful to these two teams. The Broncos and Patriots are both on 10-game winning streaks. They are both underdogs this weekend. Do you think that they are being disrespected by this by this news. And I believe they're both home teams, too.
Okay, so they're both underdogs this week.
So Patriots are home against the Bills, who they already beat.
Uh-huh.
And they're 1.5-point dogs. And then the Broncos are 2.5-point underdogs to the Packers, despite the fact, again, that the Broncos are also a home team in that game.
You know,
and they're 6-0 at home.
I think that, like, I think it might be a little disrespected. Also, might be playing the averages here because this win streak can't last forever, right? Like, that's the feeling for one. With the Bills, too, beating a team twice consecutively is always a tough thing. I mean,
sure.
I know three times is the number everybody always freaks out about, but being able to get that season sweep is kind of difficult anyway. So I see it. I understand why. But, yeah, dude, these teams, that is a little disrespectful for them to be at home in that kind of look, that kind of feel.
But, of course, I'll have to come back on Monday if both of those teams lose, and I'll be like, never mind.
Yeah.
Vegas always gets it exactly right. Okay.
Always?
No, and they don't, and that's why. A little bit of sarcasm there. All right, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because who would like to start, and which side would you like to start with?
I'll start with win, Alec, if that's okay with you, good sir.
Go for it.
Thank you. Cowboys win because Minnesota will play too much man this week and doesn't know what they're doing whenever they play that much man. Have you seen these numbers?
Yeah, the top two receivers against man coverage in the league are CeeDee and Pickens.
5-15 and 4-10, and then Dak Prescott obviously at 1,274 yards this year, the best passing quarterback against man coverage. So I'm going to say that Flores says, you know what, I'm showing lots of disguises, but I'm going to drop back into man coverage. We're screwing over zone, and then it's too late because the Cowboys have already put 30 on them, and their offense can't score like that.
Alec, do you have a Cowboys win because? Would you like me to go to the text or me go?
For me, it is going to be somewhat similar to Corey's, but on the defensive side of the ball, the Cowboys will win because Brian Flores did not learn his lesson looking over some of the tape from throughout this season for the Cowboys, and he's going to try to blitz the hell out of Dak. And
mistake.
I think that is a huge mistake for any defensive coordinator to make, but especially one that I think is as good as Brian Flores is. They can't afford to let Dak get those free, easy, one-read plays off, which it seems like he always has something in the can ready whenever there is a blitz. If they're showing zero at the line of scrimmage, you see Dak make a check 9 times out of 10, and he's got some sort of man coverage blitz beating pattern that's going to go either over the middle of the field, or it's going to go to one-on-one coverage to George Pickens or CeeDee Lamb on the outside. So if Brian Flores gets cute like he did a couple weeks ago, talking about I'm going to blitz this guy off the bus, Dak is going to make him pay.
Okay, then this was my Cowboys lose because, and it goes exactly.
What the hell? I didn't even get to go yet.
It counters his Cowboys win. I want to stay on topic, Kevin.
Okay.
And so the topic here right now is Dak and the Blitz. Listening to Shoddy this morning on Sean and RJ without Bobby. Which
he was on RJ.
Yeah, K&C with Bobby. It was a fantastic show. But listening this morning, the Shoddy says that Flores does an amazing job of looking like you're bringing six, looking like you potentially bring in seven, and then you drop back and you don't bring anything. Or you look like you're going to bring nobody, and then all of a sudden seven people are coming at the quarterback. If Dak cannot cue it up and pre-snap see where that blitz is,
okay,
what that those disguises are, that's going to be a frustrating thing for Dak. That's what they did to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was like, I got this all figured out, man. And then all of a sudden, all these blitz packages were very exotic, and he was like, what are they actually doing? They look like they're going to bring the house, and then they don't. And now I'm dropping in coverage, they bring four, and they're able to get at me. So if Dak can't decipher the code of what Brian Flores is throwing out, he is fantastic against the blitz whenever he knows what's happening. The design pack, the disguise packages that Flores brings, very similar to what Belichick did back in the day, because right, he was always making things uncomfortable for quarterbacks.
So I'm going to go Cowboys win because George Pickens is angry about folks complaining about his effort. Pickens has 130-plus receiving yards four times this season. Every single one of those games, he also had at least one touchdown. Look for that to happen again because he's angry about what people have been saying about him.
Kevin, I'd like to Cowboys lose because based on your comment.
What?
No, I'm just joking, actually. No, I love what you're saying about him being angry. And I also like that that was it when it came to his response to Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
He said what he said and then said, instead of continually adding to this, let me fuel the fire internally and come back out and show somebody. And I bet that's Shoddy, too. I bet Shoddy's like, hey, dude, use that. Harness it. Bring it back out and let the hate flow on the field.
From the 945, this might be the most true thing, and I feel like you could copy and paste this every week. The Cowboys win because it's the Cowboys.
No, of course.
On the other hand, the Cowboys lose because it's the Cowboys.
It is definitely the Cowboys. That's
so
for sure.
I think that's fair. From the 817, Cowboys lose because it's primetime, nationally televised game, and all the haters love to kick us in the balls.
Do they?
That is, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
I don't think I've ever experienced any hate from the Cowboys before.
I think that you're lying. From the 972.
Hey, congratulations to Alec, by the way. I just wanted to say that.
Oh!
Nice job, buddy. You're
man,
a winner.
Alec has been winning a lot of these. You won standing room only.
What if he didn't want somebody out, what if he didn't want a lady to know that or something, you know? Now some all of them are going to call him up. Be like, I want to go to the
You know
game.
What? Because if,
yeah,
theoretically, Alec were seeing somebody... I don't know.
Yeah.
This would be the new phase where they listen all the time.
Yeah.
But eventually you'll get to the phase where they rarely listen,
yep.
And then you'll get to the phase where they never listen.
I'm
and
there.
So,
hurt.
Yeah.
I've been married for a while.
Me too. From the 972.
Does that hurt your feelings, or do you feel
yes,
a little freer?
I have
you
told
feel like
my
you can
wife.
Say more things now.
I've told my wife it hurts my feelings.
Because
she used to listen, and she was like, I heard your segment about this, and I make reference to things on the show, and she's like, oh, what did you guys discuss today? And I'm like, I don't even know
That's
why.
That's it.
From the 972. Cowboys win because they get five sacks, and then they added that the Vikings are the fifth most sacked team in the NFL. I like that. Alec, do you gotta Cowboys lose because?
Cowboys lose because they get cued on defense and decide they want to try new things. And why do I say
Whoa.
That? Because what have we been knocking Matt Eberflus for, especially in the first, like, maybe 2 months of the season, was the coverages that he was
yeah.
running. Well, guess what? Matt Eberflus might actually have a good day against J.J. McCarthy because J.J. McCarthy stinks against zone coverage. His completion percentage, third lowest in the NFL versus zone. Yards per attempt, the absolute lowest in the NFL versus
Yikes.
Zone. He is not that great if you like the PFF numbers and stuff. His grade is just a 61 against zone coverages this season. So he's not that great. You know, some of his numbers against man here and there aren't that great either. He just hasn't been consistent. We know that. But if Matt Eberflus starts pressing and he's like, I don't like what happened last week, I need to switch things up and try to press a little bit or something, that's when a Justin Jefferson can break free and make J.J. McCarthy look a lot better than he actually is. So
yeah.
just stick with your keys, and for once, one time this season, Matt Eberflus, keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
From the, man, I like that. From the 214, Cowboys win because J.J. McCarthy is essentially still in his rookie season. Cowboys lose because their defense is 64th best out of 32 teams.
Yep, yep.
That hurts. Now, I'm going to go to the other side of the ball. Cowboys lose because the Vikings forced them to punt more than two times. All right, here's a couple of things that are at play here. The Vikings have given up a league-low 106 passing first downs. Next team on that list is 115. So they're the best in the league by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this. The Vikings have forced three and outs on 25.5% of their drives this season.
Gross.
So that's every four drives, Gross. They force a three and out. That's six best in the NFL. And so if you assume the Cowboys get give or take eight drives, that would lend itself to two punts.
Mm-hmm.
If you punt the ball more than two times, I think you're going to lose this game.
Kevin, I appreciate you for that because that was what I started against the Panthers.
Yes.
I was like, look, you asked me, hey, what's success?
And what happened?
You cannot punt three times. If you punt three times, you're screwed because
and
you
And they
have
did
to
and
score.
They lost.
And consistently that Cowboys defense wasn't able to. Now it seems like you're hopeful that the Cowboys defense can be better, right? Because
yes.
But dude, they gave up 40 points again. You know, and go back and look. They stuffed the Raiders, and then the points, the trajectory kept going up and up and up. And so you're in that place where was the defense really that much better? We got to figure that out as we go along. From the,
can I please read the one that I love? Because a lot of times it's insightful detail.
Well, this one's the 206. Cowboys win because the KNC has two handsome gents, and the Vikings just aren't good. Which one of you was
Everybody.
Which one thinks we're handsome? Raise your hand.
Everybody.
All right.
I take a compliment. All right. Anybody.
Appreciate that. And then somebody said the Cowboys win because purple uniforms
yes!
are stupid. Is that the one you want?
That is the one. Because, look, sometimes you
I'm sorry,
want
TCU.
Insightful breakdown on football specifics. Sometimes let's throw nuance out the window. I do that all the time. They're going to win because purple uniforms are stupid.
That's pretty much how Battle of the Beasts was decided, you know, back in the day whenever Colby would roll that out there for us.
And then, Alec, I feel like you will appreciate this. For the 214, take Alec on a remote next time. Got him in studio looking like Zordon off the Power Rangers. That's the big-headed fella, right, who is their boss or whatever?
I kind of do look like your overlord on the fan cam right now. It's kind of cool.
Okay, now I got to go pull the fan cam
up. Can we reflect on that show for just a second? So you have a grown man who nobody can see because he's in an undisclosed location recruiting all these high school kids. He's like, I think you got special powers. Come to my base. Like, that feels weird, right?
Well, I mean, it's no weirder than a rat raising a bunch of turtles to be ninjas.
Interesting point. He was like their dad.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't.
And he gave them weapons.
I don't like that
comparison. He was like, here, take these nunchucks and go swing them at people.
As long as we're doing that, nobody can change my mind that magician on the original Frosty the Snowman animated special should not be allowed within 200 feet of a school. Nobody can change my mind about that. If you're like, I haven't seen that in a while, go back and watch it. All right,
dude.
That dude should not be allowed near a school.
And I know that I watched it a lot as a kid, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation thing.
Right.
It's terrifying now, though. Like, it's very scary to watch that. And then they did the second one that was even worse.
I don't know if I know. Is that the Island of Misfit Toys
Yeah, that one was terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Thanks coming for up listening to us anyway.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Despite all this.
Coming up next, if you think it's going to get less weird, well, let's see what you think after this tease. It's time for the Combo Platter Embarrassment. Give us a sports opinion, and then what's the moment you were most embarrassed by for somebody else? Plus, we're going to do AM on the FM. All of it live next from Uncle Julio's in Arlington right here on 105.3 The Fan.
First and goal at the 4. Play fake, boot to the right. Prescott looking, throwing in the end zone. Span! Ford is open!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brevin Spann forward with his first NFL touchdown. This game is back on.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Arlington off of 20. And we've been rocking and rolling all day. And I love that people have not only won the Tolo hoodies, but they have immediately put them on. I think that's delightful. The people who care enough have put them on. There are other people who don't seem to care enough. All right, I got a bunch of NFL news for you before we get to the combo platter. But the combo platter from the mind of Corey Majors, and I am very excited about this and very excited about AM on the FM. Give us a sports opinion, and then what's the moment you were most embarrassed for somebody else? We're going to get to that in just a second, but I got a whole bunch of NFL news for you. Brady Cook is going to start for the Jets as both Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields have been ruled out. The concussion issues for T. Higgins, he has been ruled out per Adam Schefter. CeeDee Lamb is going to play. Schottenheimer confirmed. We thought that would be the case, and so is Jake Ferguson. At least that is the expectation. Shoddy said he believes that Ferguson will be able to answer the bell. And I was a little nervous yesterday when I heard Ferguson on with G-Bag because he's like, yeah, well, we got some stuff to figure out. I think I can go. But it wasn't the full-throated, hell yeah, I'm going to play. So that made me a little nervous, but here we go. And then J.J. Watt put out the news that T.J. Watt, we talked about him being in the hospital. He had surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung after a treatment session at the facility on Wednesday. He said his recovery is still TBD, but he most certainly is not going to play on Monday, which makes a whole lot of sense. So, a whole bunch of NFL updates for you. Corey Majors, would you like to start this segment off?
Kevin, somebody texted in and said they were the moderator for Master Splinter and Shredder when they wanted to sit down and talk it out, and they said it was awesome, but since they worked things out, there are no more shows, and that's the worst part.
Oh.
So I don't know.
So they were too good at their job.
They were such a good moderator that
It is kind of the business approach of Rhino Shield, right?
Yes.
We'll set you up for 25 years and then see you when you're
because you don't need
it.
Us back unless you want a different color.
That's true.
We need to talk to him about the self-changing colors. If they
if
people want to change the color, you know, within 15 years, they can just push a button and it'll change to green or something like that.
Okay. I mean, actually, that probably is true.
Kevin, I don't think this is an unpopular opinion at all. But my sports opinion is that we were totally right about Schottenheimer before anybody else knew.
Right.
He is, if you listen, Sean and RJ in the mornings and on Fridays in particular when Shoddy's on, he is absolute radio gold. Now, whether or not that turns into success in the field, I think it's going to. I do think it's going to. But this morning, Kevin, he was talking ball. And he talked about something that you've been very upset about and question a lot this week, and that is Jake Ferguson and holding on to the ball.
Yep.
And one of the did you hear his conversation on it? Like, this is when he's been too loose with it, and he needs to put the X in front of it, hold on to it, and he needs to know that he knows. So he is saying he knows that he's made this mistake a few too many times. He's a fantastic talker, and I love listening to him at least once a week. They will ask him a question about football that he breaks down that no other coach will go out of their way to do the way he does. Most coaches do their job where they're just like, I'm going to give you a little bit, but I'm not going to give you much. I don't want you learning, you know, the way I think or anything like that. He's like, no, everybody knows football that's coaching in the NFL. They all know it. So, and we're all discussing it. He loves talking football, and I really appreciate that about him. Also, he did talk a little bit about the depth in the tight end room. I think there's a lot of depth, but I'd love to see Brevin Spanford get a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll throw that in there.
Well, and this might make some people happy. It also sounds like, and we've talked about this all week, looks like you're going to get more Logan Wilson.
Okay.
For people that are frustrated, and understandably so, with Kenneth Murray, sounds like you're going to once again get an uptick in Logan Wilson usage.
Yeah. All right, so the time that I was embarrassed for somebody else. We went to Trees that night.
The club.
Yeah. And then we left Trees and we went to it was a place. And we went in, I can't remember the name of the place. And it was off Greenville Avenue. And we were there and we're having a good time, and my buddy had a few too many. All right. So it was time to go. Mm. So we're walking out and I see him grab somebody and throw them. I'm in the car. He throws somebody up against the wall. And I was like, oh, crap. And I jump out, and I'm talking to this guy's buddy, and the guy's buddy's looking at me, and he goes, I'm deaf. Like, he gives me the, I don't know what you're saying, I'm deaf. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is happening right now. I said, hey, y'all go in, I'll take care of this guy. So I pick him up, all right? I pick him up, and I carry him over to the car, and I set him down, and he falls to the ground and slides down the parking lot, like just slow sliding across the park because it's on a hill. Mm-hmm. And then I pick him up, and I'm like, dude, you got to get it together. And he looks at the car and sees the girl that we were with, and he's like, you're okay. You're safe. You're safe, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, she was never in harm's way at all. And he's like, okay, good. I'm just glad that you're safe. And he slams the door, and he yells into the restaurant, and he yells, Mama's in the kitchen. Daddy's coming to get you. And I was like, what is happening right now? And so I had to grab him, and I had to put him back into the car. And then we're driving home, and he kept talking about some girl, and like, I'm going to go to her house. But you get in the car, and it's Q45. It's so big. I say I'm going to go to her house. I get in the car. I'm at her house already. And I was the most embarrassed I've been because the girl that he was talking to at the time was sitting in my front seat.
Oh, no.
And he was talking about another girl this whole time in the back seat. Yeah. And so that was a moment. But I'll never forget, Mama's in the kitchen, Daddy's coming to get you. At the top of his lungs, too. So that was a little bit of an embarrassing time. He's done fine with himself since then, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Good. But do you ever keep those people in check and you're like, don't think I forgot about that one time? All right. I'm going to hit a couple of these texts and then go to Alec from the 480. Sports opinion, man, this would be crazy. Mike McCarthy will win the division with the Titans next year. And then an embarrassing moment. I feel bad for kids of a dad that yells at the waitress.
Oh.
Yeah,
why would you yell at a waitress?
Don't do that.
They're doing their best.
That's why they're embarrassed.
They're bringing you the food.
That is why they're embarrassed. From the 972. Rangers trade Corey Seager by mid-May, and the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me is I went to a funeral for a friend's mother-in-law, and I've been friends with this guy for like 20-plus years. Keep in mind, her wish was that everybody wore bright colors to the funeral, so I wore like a bright highlighter pink dress shirt and everything, and nobody followed the instructions.
Oh, no.
And so they look really out of place and like
going to a costume party. And
yeah, and everybody was somber and in black. And this person, you know, was probably like, that was their wish.
They asked me
to. You guys are all jerks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But they probably all looked at that person like, what the crap, dude?
This person showing up, making a mockery of this funeral.
Alec?
Sports opinion gentlemen. I believe that baseball next season is going to be a lot more entertaining offensively because some of these bats are moving around and some of these teams are getting smarter and getting better by the day, and I'm specifically talking about the Baltimore Orioles. I think that team specifically is going to propel people's interest in baseball this season because now not only do they have Pete Alonso, one of the best sluggers in the game, you also have that mountain of youth and young talent on that roster that I think can help draw in a younger audience, but you've got the household name in the lineup, and quietly, if you just talk about raw talent on paper, they might have the best lineup in baseball now for my money. So I think that this season, with some of the movings and shakings that you're seeing, you know, Marcus Semien's off the Texas Rangers, but, you know, you could see some other moves like Corey mentions a lot. If Chris Young sees something with this team around the trade deadline, he could make a move, and the Rangers could be nationally more exciting again by the snap of a finger. The Boston Red Sox are trying to recruit everybody and their mother to come hit for them.
Right.
Eventually they're going to land one of these big trades or one of these free agents or what have you that they're talking about. You have some of the international Japanese sensations that have been posted and we're waiting to see where they're going to sign and where they're going to go. I just think the offensive side of baseball last year just wasn't as entertaining outside of like Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Nationally, I think you're going to see some people watching teams because these teams are just better this season.
Yeah. All right. And your moment of embarrassment for another?
I've had quite a few, but one that sticks out for me specifically was somebody that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That I didn't even know. I was out, I want to say, after a Ranger game at one of the dive bars on Division Street over in Arlington, like everybody does. Just kind of, you know, it was after a win. I don't remember who we played, but it was after a win, so everybody was all excited. They had
the Astros.
Oh, probably, because everybody
was
hyped.
The Astros.
Yeah, there was drink specials going on and stuff. It was amazing. Everybody had their giveaway items that they were wearing at the bars and stuff. Everybody looked the same. It was incredible. It was just like a sea of blue jerseys. And I ran into this one guy that I didn't realize was probably overserved and or on some drugs, who was just super chatty and super, you know, like nice. And so he offers to buy like my first three drinks because he's just yapping. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to kind of go back to my friends now, just kind of wander away, act like nothing happened. And I have to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom and he's in there. And he just straight up asked me, hey, have you ever done cocaine before? And I'm like, no,
oh,
I
no.
have not. And he's like, do you want to? And I'm like, no, hell I really yeah. don't. Thanks. Uh-oh. And so I leave the bathroom. The guy never came out of the bathroom. And I'm like, I never saw that guy again. And then I see his three buddies carrying him like, I don't know, a set of like football pads, like just motionless. And he's got this big smile on his face and everything. Like he's conscious, but he can't function. And the bouncers are like, all of you guys are banned. Like, don't ever come back kind of thing, because this dude has been a problem all night. So I'm talking to the bartender. I'm like, did he get overserved or something? He's like, he didn't drink anything here. He showed up here like that. And I'm like, oh, that's not great. So, yeah, I just watched him get carried out by his friends with this big old smile on his face. And I was like, I never want to be that guy that gets everybody removed from an establishment because I made bad decisions. And, yeah, I was like, that was my cue. It was kind of sobering. I was like, I don't even want to drink anymore. I kind of want to go home. You know, like I'm going to let the boys have their fun and then I'm going to go home. But, yeah, I was like, interesting. Went from super nice to have you done a hard drug before to I can't walk.
Little known fact, a little white bag fell out of that man's pocket. Alec picked it up and then sold it so he could get Legos.
I mean, I do like Legos, but
a little baggy with cocaine in it. And he sold it.
Is that
little known fact?
You know what I was going to say? Is that what you spend your cocaine money on? But I don't know.
What would you spend your cocaine money on,
That's
Kevin?
True. That's what I would do. an old out of print wrestling pay per view.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Let's see. From the 903, the Mavericks will win a championship within the next 3 years. I love it. And our Little League coach got beat up by an umpire in the parking lot after losing the game. Man, I can't imagine being so mad about that game that you would find yourself in a fighting situation. Now, this is my sports opinion. Michigan doesn't need to hire the best coach they can. They need to hire the safest coach they can.
Okay.
Because
who is the safest coach out there?
Well, and that's a good question. We've talked about Moore quite a bit this week, and you just went over like all of the charges that he is now facing. And then he was also in trouble from the Connor Stallions sign-stealing incident. We all know how much trouble that Harbaugh got into. And then their former co-offensive coordinator, Matt Weiss, remember, he was dismissed and remains under a federal indictment after illegally accessing thousands of student files. They just need to pick somebody that they're like, you're not going to break the law or UIL rules, right? And they're like, sounds good.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these coaches get into places like this that they're like, all right, I have a way to trick the system.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be able to get away with this because I am coach of Michigan.
You know,
whatever it is, and you know what? I'm going to use this, and then I'll have position of power over a lot of it happens too much, and Michigan seems to be the place that it keeps popping up where they're getting caught doing it.
Now, for me, the embarrassment, and I'm sure it happens across all genders and all types of relationships, but I mostly see it with a man trying to talk up a woman who is clearly not there for that. And it is just, it's the worst every time when it's like, so, how are you doing? And you're within earshot and you're like, please don't. I don't want it. I'm embarrassed for you. And the worst example of that was at a UFC at the American Airlines Center. Actually, it might have been in Houston. It was one of those spots. I'm sitting on press row, second from the end of the table next to the ring girls. And the guy right next to me is sitting...
Like Ariana Celeste?
Yes, it was Ariana Celeste, in fact, that was all the way down to the end. I guess she had seniority or whatever. So her and this other press fella are... They're as close, more or less, as we are, just on the opposite side.
So touching knees like you and I are not doing right now. And, are not doing.
And she's, like, on her phone at times, and then it's time for her to, like, do the thing and everything, go walk around the ring. And so she plugs her phone in, and she comes back. And when she comes back, the dude looks at her, and he goes, "Don't worry, I guarded your phone." And I was like, oh, no. But if that was
it. Hold on, he needs to shoot a shot.
I get it.
Even if he's on press row.
But he did that, like, four more times.
I got you, girl.
He was like, "Don't worry, I'm still watching your phone." And she was like, "Thanks." And it was like, "Please stop doing this. It is the worst. She's being nice to you. I thought she humored you the first time. I think you need to stop doing this."
Man, that is fascinating.
But it's across the board. If you see a guy that's hitting on a girl that's just not about it and you're within earshot,
you know
it
what?
Can be the worst.
Kevin, I don't feel embarrassed for them because those are learning moments, all right? They're
okay.
They're going through the process of getting either rejected or finding success.
Okay.
And the only way forward is to shoot the shot, right? That's the only way. Sometimes you fail big, and sometimes you fail big in front of Kevin. And then Kevin makes fun of you for it.
That's
and
true.
That's the way it goes.
Do you think every woman has, like, been hit on the side of, like,
"Oh,
please stop"?
Please, yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably okay. So. From the 214, Mike Gundy to Michigan is what they would like. From the 330, Jason Garrett in Michigan was what they would love to see.
Oh, Jason Garrett, that actually makes sense.
I also, the thing that inspired this, Kevin, was my wife has a history of trying to hug people.
Oh,
one day we were at the dentist for the kids. And the dentist, she just was like, "I just love this dentist." And the dentist reached up to grab some files behind her, and Adrian thought she was getting a hug. And so she went in and hugged the dentist, and the dentist was like, "Oh, okay." And so she hugged her back. And then recently, Adrian was at Callaway's getting a gift certificate for something. And the lady came back to her and was like, "I'm sorry." And she had her hands out, and she goes, "Hug?" And she goes, "No, what was your name again?" So Adrian has this propensity to think that people want hugs because she's a hugger. And I love that about her because she's an amazing woman. So if you see her, she's probably going to try to hug. I do like this from the 469 Sports Opinion. "May have tears tomorrow for Cena's retirement match."
Oh,
do you
are
guys
you cry, Alec?
Probably.
Isn't he going first? So
I don't
he can
think,
go
actually,
sit on a crown of...
I think there's been such an outcry about that. I think maybe that will not
he
be
He said
the case
he wants
anymore.
To bow out. He's like, "This is my opportunity to bow out,
no,
guys."
I think that the powers that be might over, might veto that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa.
I just angrily so horns downed at somebody because I'm still mad we lost to Texas.
Good, as you should. Because that program stinks. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, politics and golf, Kevin. I didn't think you would expect that. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. It's the most weird correlation that you're ever going to hear. But The question of the day, gentlemen. We go to the National Day calendar where we see that today is National Gingerbread House Day. So if you partake in the Christmas festivities of decorating gingerbread houses, today's the perfect day for that. It's also just gingerbread decorating day as well. No, I'm terrible at it.
Oh, are you asking because he's a ginger?
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you would think it would be rooted deeply in my beliefs and my values.
Yeah, I think that.
It's really not. I've been terrible at it for years, and I'm probably still terrible at it. But you know what? I'll give it a shot this holiday season just to try to redeem myself. But we are...
It always falls over. It always just falls over.
Exactly. It's like it's going to go stale at some point, right? Like, you got to get rid of it. You got to eat it. I don't know. Like, do you eat the gingerbread house?
The candies are rainbow colored, and I'm not putting rainbow on my Christmas stuff. I want red and green.
See, that's a good point, because I feel like I would pull off like some of the gumdrops, and then I'm thinking, you know, they were just in that pack before I designed it.
Exactly.
And then, well, designed it, built it. And then also...
Kevin's got the CAD set up and everything.
I'm going to sketch out my two-story gingerbread mansion.
Ooh.
And... then also, you could just probably go buy those candies. So that's a good point.
So what we're going to focus in on today is it is National Lost and Found Day. So what is something physical that you lost and it still eats you alive to this day? Because mine, I tell this story a lot, and it's as simple as this. Raising Cane's, when I was in high school, was doing one of those peel-off-the-cup contests. And you had to spell out the word Cane's with the little like stickers that you peel off. And all of my high school radio buddies were saying, we're going to buy an actual radio frequency if we win this $1 million or what it is, whatever it was. And we got every single letter except for the letter S, which happens to be the first letter I got during that promotion. But they ended up in a pair of jeans or something and never making it out before they got washed, and it disappeared forever. So we could have won by spelling out the word Cane's, but I lost the missing letter.
I'm sorry, man.
That could have been rich.
I know. So can I possibly tell you something I found that I still think about to this day?
Ooh, go for it.
That wasn't part of the rules.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
I like it, though. I want to hear about it.
Okay. When I was like 7 or 8, I found $30 in a bakery, and I thought I was going to be the richest person ever. And my mom said that we needed to turn it in. And so we turned it into the Lost and Found, and they said if nobody claims it for a week, then I can have it. And I was like, what? And so I was so excited all week. Went back to the bakery. Nobody claimed it, and nobody pretended to claim it either. And I got the $30, and I thought it was the most awesome thing in the world.
You got that dough from the bakery, huh?
Okay.
All right.
It was not that funny.
Why are y'all laughing that much?
Alec is legitimately angry at people for that. You know what? This is good market research, because when I'm in the studio and I was like, God, I hate this so much. There are people out there who are enjoying it.
Yeah, there are people in the world that are enjoying things.
Okay.
That
was a woo-hoo for the general of enjoying things. I like that.
My dad lost something. It is an 8x10 autograph of Mickey Mantle.
Ooh.
Oh.
And he had gotten it when he was a kid, and it was at my grandparents' house somewhere. But they could not, he tore the house up trying to find it. And part of me was like, I think this is your imagination. I think you created this in your mind. But he was convinced of it, so he never did find it. Kevin, I distinctly remember this. I had the entire set of WWE rubber toys. You know those?
The action figures.
And I had Hulk Hogan, the Russian guy,
Nikolai Volkoff.
I had the Iron Sheik.
Man, those probably.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Ooh.
And one night I was at my parents' like softball game, and we're playing in the field somewhere, and I got them out there, and my parents are like, "Hey, we got to go," and they yelled at me. And I stood up and took off running, and I thought I had most of them. I left Hulk behind. I left the Incredible Hulk behind, and I got in the car, and I'm looking down, and I was like, Dad, Dad, I left the Incredible Hulk behind. And he was like, all right, let's go back and look. And whenever I went back out there, he wasn't there. He was gone. And that set, hey, you're right.
Yeah.
Very worth a little, a pretty penny. But as a kid, like, I didn't even want to play with him anymore because I didn't have Hulk. He was the one. And now, obviously, I know a lot more about the Incredible Hulk. I was so frustrated. I didn't want to play with those toys anymore.
I'm guessing probably not, but is there any part of you that would have thought it was funny if your dad, like, did a bit? And he was like, what you gonna do when Corey's lost toy runs wild and just drove away? Like, would that have been funny at all to you? Probably.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I probably would have been, like, even more furious about the whole situation. Well, but I liked it. Now I think it's hilarious.
That's fair. From the 214, my 94 Apex Cowboys jacket, it was sick.
Yeah.
From the 469, this is similar to your story, Alec. I lost the boardwalk piece to Monopoly, and I finally got that Park Place, but I no longer had the boardwalk for the million dollars. I wonder if that prize just went unclaimed then? Man, yeah. That is heartbreaking right
there. That's one that I am ashamed I can relate to.
Yeah, from the 940, $600 Tom Ford sunglasses. Man, you know who I was sad for is Derek Holland when he lost his Gucci sunglasses.
He lost them?
Yeah, he lost them. I wanted him to give them to me because I got to use them at training camp. And it felt like I had a new pair of eyes that were resistant to sun.
Every single time that a guest sat down, Kevin had those sunglasses on, and he would mention that they were Derek Holland's and he might steal them. And I think CeeDee Lamb was like, hey, I don't think that's a great idea. Those are expensive.
Except the one who I bonded with over, what I didn't say anything about it, was Trayvon Diggs.
That's right, that's
right.
And
I was just wearing them. He goes, bro, your glasses are nice. And I was like, thanks, man, they're Gucci. And, like, I didn't say who they were from or anything. I just thought it was awesome. But, like, I know the point of sunglasses. I guess I just always buy really cheap ones. I walked outside, and it felt like I was wearing nothing, and yet my vision was resistant to sun. It was amazing.
Dude, in Padre one year, I had on these expensive Maui gyms. I've never paid for money that much since. They fell right off my face into the ocean.
Aww.
And I reached into the ocean like I was going to grab them out of the water. You know, It's dark. You can't see. I just reached in there, and I was like, oh, no. There goes the money.
I just like the idea of CeeDee Lamb being the proverbial, like, voice of reason in Kevin's life. Like, no, you shouldn't do that. He's the angel on your shoulder. Like, no, don't do that. Guys.
Oh, Alec, this is going to make you sad. I had all original 152 Pokemon cards with the holographic evolutions and everything. I sold my cards when I was 9 years old for $10.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that'll happen. I did the same with my WWE action figures, like a lot of those Elite Series figures. Some of those, even without the package, are selling for like probably 15 times what I sold mine off for when I was like 14.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Guys, real quick, this headline is just amazing itself, but I'll give you some numbers. Study claims that PGA Tour players play worse when paired with golfers who don't share their political beliefs.
Huh. How do they know?
So, a study was run examining over 2,600 golfers who competed in PGA Tour events between 1997 and 2022 and analyzed information including social media posts, voter registration, and donations that allowed the authors to determine a party affiliation for the 360 players who were ultimately used to explore this hypothesis. The split goes like this. 82 Democrats and 278 Republicans. Politics.
Oh,
there you
gosh.
Go. But golfers playing in politically mixed groups scored 0.2 strokes worse per round and ranked approximately 2.5 positions poorer and faced a 5.3% reduced probability of making the tournament cut. So it almost makes you wonder if those conversations in between rounds and stuff just got people so irritated and off their game that they're all, you know, or I've seen that guy's tweets. I don't want to be next to this guy. So they
like
play
that would help
worse.
That's my drives. Yeah.
Kevin's like, no, that helps you drive the ball further.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of 0.2%, one of our Tolos that's sitting here showed me his app, and he is one of the top 0.2% listeners in all of the world.
See, that's the perfect number because it's incredible, but also gives you something to strive for
exactly.
next year.
0.1.
I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and our special guest,
Kyle Yeomans.
Next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.